Hare Krishna. Love God, not the concept of God. The concept of God refers to an intellectualized or sentimentalized notion of God that is more a projection of our own preference than a revelation of God. So projection means that which goes upwards from us. So those people who are more head-centered, those people who are more dominated by the reason, those people who are more intellectual, they will have an intellectualized notion of God. So what they like, they project on God and they imagine God to be like that. And those people who are more sentimental, more governed by their emotions, those people will have a more sentimentalized notion of God, and that they will project on God. So that is their concept of God. And many times when people say that they love God, actually they love the concept of God, the concept that they have developed by projecting their own pet preferences on God. Now, it's not that our concept of God is entirely wrong or it is to be rejected. At one level, any form of attraction to God is good. Because it at least, if we are attracted to some concept of God, we are attracted, at least stimulated, to go beyond the mundane concerns that occupy most of humanity. And we are on a spiritual quest. But at another level, infatuation with our own concept of God can cause our spiritual quest to end before it has reached its end. That means that we may think, we may imagine mistakenly that we already know God, and that's why we need to inquire no further, that we already reached our goal, when actually we don't know God truly. That's why the Bhagavad Gita tells us that we need to know God in truth. In 4.9, the Gita says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sarjuna. So Krishna says that janma karma chame divyam, janma karma, my activities in my birth, divyam, they're transcendental. And one has to, how do we need to know them? In truth. Evam yo veti tatvataha, in truth. Then what will happen? Tyaktva deham. When we give up the body, tyaktva punarjanma naiti, we'll not take birth again. Mameti so Arjuna, you'll come back to me. So here essentially what Krishna is saying is that if we know him in truth, then we will attain eternal life. So we need to know him in truth. And how do we know him? Tattvataha. That is by devotion. Later on, 18.55, Krishna says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyaschasmi tattvataha. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. By devotion, one can be know, one can know me in truth. Tattvataha. So now, if we move forward, there is knowing Krishna in truth and there is knowing our concept of God. So we don't have to reject our concept of God. We don't have to suppress our concept of God, because we just have to ensure that our concept of God does not block the revelation of God from enriching us. So after all, Krishna is the source of everything attractive. He is the attractive principle in whatever attracts us. In 10.41, the Gita says, Yad yad vibhuti matsattvam shri madurjitam evava tatta deva vagachatvam mamatejomsha sambhava. That whatever is opulent, beautiful, glorious, it all gets its attractiveness from a spark of my splendor, of Krishna's splendor, Krishna says. So, whatever concept of God we have, that has also got its attractiveness from Krishna. But that concept is a reflects a spark of Krishna's splendor, not his fullness. And a spark cannot satisfy our heart the way the whole can. That's why we shouldn't let our concept of God block God from manifesting his presence in our heart. So how may we block God from manifesting in our heart? If we reject those philosophical principles or devotional practices that don't gel with our concept of God. That means we, instead of letting scripture be the supreme authority, we let our own concept be the supreme authority, then we will prevent the fullness of, we will prevent God from manifesting in our heart. We'll not come to know him in truth. But when we open ourselves to the fullness of the revelation of Krishna, as is manifested through scripture and through the teaching of the spiritual master, then we will find our heart enriched with the sweetness, with the richness and the fullness of Krishna's love. A love that will satisfy us forever. Thank you. Hare Krishna.